Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Ches, as we continue in Perek HaTodah. It's all about the Karban Todah, which actually those who listen are interested in the mitzvah shir. That's the mitzvah that we're up to today, the mitzvah of the Karban Todah. It all works out, Siyata Deshmaya, on the OU.org website, regarding to the mitzvah shir. But we are on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, a line after the parentheses. We'll be starting with Ba'i Rava, but just one hour before that, and that is the lines that we did at the end of Shir yesterday spoke about what exactly is the source that the Karban Todah has 10 loaves each, 4 types of loaves, that's in the Torah, but how do you know how much is the, how many goes to the Kohen, how many altogether? So we ended up saying it's a makar from Trumas Meiser. The Gemara went through, why don't we compare it to Shtei HaLechem, why don't we compare it to Lechem HaPanim, and then at the end it said, why don't we compare it to the Trumas Midyan. Trumas Midyan, as we mentioned, half of the spoils in Parshas Matos was given to the Eda that stayed back, and half of the spoils were given to those who took part in the Melchama, the Toksi Melchama. Rashi here, and Rishonim here discuss Rashi in the Ksav Yad, and Rashi in the regular version of the Machlokas. So which part is the suggestion of the Truma of the of Midyan? Doesn't make a difference for us right now. Is it the part that went to the Eda that they get to the Levium, 1/50th, or is it the part that the Tovsi Melchama took, 1/500th, which was given to Elazar? So either way, that was the Truma that was suggested, and the Gemara said, well, no, you can't count, you can't compare, because that's Truma she'ena noheges ledoros, and therefore you don't learn from there. Related to the noheges ledoros or not, it's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag, and the Ramban, who probably agrees with the Rambam on this point, though he does, he defends the Bahag. As the Ramban writes, with all of his unbelievable mental energy, the Ramban devoted a lot of his life to defending the Kavod HaRishonim. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama to Melchamas Hashem that he's going to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Balamar, and also against the attacks of the Ravid and his Sefer HaSchus, even though sometimes he'll agree with them fundamentally, but he just has to defend them, just Kavod HaRishonim. And so too here in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, not always does the Ramban agree with the Bahag, but he argues with him, like by Anochi Shem Alkecha we discussed. The Ramban counts it as a mitzvah saseh, Anochi Shem Alkecha, but in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he defends the Bahag, who does not, explaining that it is a prerequisite for other mitzvahs. So here too is another example of that in Shorash Shlishi. In the third Shorash of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, what's the third of principle about counting in the Minyan? She'ein ro'i limnos mitzvos she'ein nagas ledaros. You don't count mitzvahs that don't apply forever. It's got to be a mitzvah that, by definition, a mitzvah is eternal. Da, ki amram tayig mitzvahs nemlo lemoshe b'sinai. Mora al heyo ze hamispar, hu mispar hamitzvah, no heges ladarus. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu got it, Taryag, and that's the number that we go with. Ki mitzvahs she'en no heges ladarus ein kesher lohen b'sinai. It says 6:13 Moshe gave at Har Sinai. Would Moshe have given at Har Sinai a mitzvah that did not exist then and was not going to exist forever? No. It says it wasn't going to exist, but going up on Har Sinai. Just that mitzvah. That was by Har Sinai, but there are other ones that don't. Amnam kivnu ba'amram b'sinai. Thank you. Lefisha ikar ha-Torah she-nitna haya b'sinai. The Torah was given at Sinai. Alei alei arav yesham v'chulu, as we've discussed. And, says the Rabbi, skipping a few lines, u'ma'amaram gamkein ki kol eber ve'ever ki'ilu hu yitzave ha'adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah. It's as if, and this is interesting that the Rambam quotes this Kabbalistic idea, which many other Mepharshim quote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos in his Akdama, that every limb of our body is connected to another mitzvah. And every sinew of our body is connected to another losaseh. V'chol yom v'yom, ki'ilu hu yazir oto me'avira. Right? So every day it's as if our body is saying, every limb of our body is saying, do this mitzvah, don't do this avera. There's a raya that it's a complete unit, just like we have 613 altogether, so there are 613 mitzvahs. If there was a mitzvah that was not knowing ledoros, so then how would that part of our body be calling out to us? Not find a mitzvah that little mice you can't do, that doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah that's knowing ledoros. The mitzvah of karbanos applies today, we just can't do. The chiyuv of kabbalah applies today. The chiyuv of moreh mikdash applies today, that we can do, not walking on our bias in certain areas. Right? The mitzvah of So all mitzvahs apply today. If it's a mitzvah, it's just that we can't do all of them. True mitzvahs on a daraisa level, because we don't have all Jews there and we're missing certain conditions. But theoretically, it should apply. Vilu haya mechlala minyan mitzvahs she'ena noheges ledoros hine yechzer zehaklal bizman sheyichla bochiyev hamitzvahi v'lo haya maimer zeshalim ki bizman mukbal. So you can't say that. And he says v'kfar ta'a gam kein zula seinu. There have been those who have made a mistake. Whenever he does this, he's referring to the Bahag and other Gaonim. He says, "Umana bi'ibur shatzar lo hayecholus lo yavo liras kavalas hakodesh." Last night's parsha, we spoke about that. That the Leviim should not look at the kelim as they're being transferred before they're being put into their covers. So is that a mitzvah ladoros? Okay, so we spoke last night a little bit about that. Umana v'lo ya'avod od b'levim. The levim shouldn't work anymore there. V'ilu gamke, after they get a certain age. Or, he says, ani nifla bazeh, al yosim imenu ad boker. Right, al tatsar es moav, al tisker ba melchama. Aseilu chasara fissimosa olanes. Right, in the, by the plague in the Midbar. Make a nachash. The Baha counts that. Put the man in the, by the aron. That's a mitzvah say daraisa. That applies forever. Because all of these temporary mitzvos. V'lo yisapik baal seichel. A baal seichel won't have any doubts. Ki elu kulam mitzvos nemlo lemoshe tzivu v'asara. Akulam hayu lefi sha'a. Veino heges ladaros. V'lo chein lo yimnu. That is what the Rambam says. And the Ramban here goes through each and every one trying to defend the Bahag by all of these details. So again, this is what's alluded to as well here by Trumas Midyan. I didn't go through whether the Bahag counts that one specifically, but the Rambam would say, of course, that's not a mitzvah, and that's what the Gemara is saying here, that it is Truma She'eno Noheg Le'doros. So therefore, one should be aware of that Machlokas in Shoresh Gimel. Okay, so let us continue. Boy Rava. Says Rava, four lines from the bottom. Boy Rava. Trumas lachmi toda. We have been talking about the truma that the owner gives to the Kohanim. The Kohanim take four out of the 36 loaves, one per type, four types, as we mentioned. So ask the Gemara, what happens if a Yisrael eats from that, from those loaves, from those four? The 36 weren't enough for him, or maybe it was a mistake. He ate from the four of the 36. Chayavin alehen misa v'chomesh. Oh, ain't chayavin alehen misa v'chomesh. Is a czar, just like if a czar would eat truma, bishogeg, he has to pay the coin back with a chomesh, 25% more, or, and if he would have done it b'mezid, schay misa v'deshamayim. So do we say that halach applies to the truma slach v'toda? Is it truma in that sense? Kiva de iskish le trumas meiser, ke trumas meiser, dummy. Since, as we said yesterday, it's compared to trumas meiser, so it should be like trumas meiser in this regard also, and therefore we should say that there is a chiyah misa v'chomesh, o dilma or not, bo v'chamishi so, mi eit rachmana. Right? No, there's a special limud that it is mimuat, that it is excluded, only it has a chomesh, by real truma and trumas meiser, but not by kachim. Or midamas, eino midamas. Another question. We know truma or trumas meiser creates medume if it falls into less than 1 to 100 of chulin. So in that case, the Gemara asks, is the chalas lachme toda midameya if it falls into 100 chalas? So do we say it creates medume or not? So these questions are not answered. Teku. What's the lumdus behind all these questions? This is what we mentioned yesterday from the Achronim. The question is, Trumas Lachmei Toda, is it more of a Truma Halacha, or is it more of a Kachim Halacha? It's Kachim that the Yisrael has to give to the Kohen. We know that there are certain types of parts of Karbanos that have to go to the Kohen. The Chazay and the Shok by Ishlamim. But what about these breads? Are these breads like the Chazay and the Shok? It's in the Beis HaMikdash, but on the other hand, it's called Truma. It's called Truma. It's called Truma, and it's called Kachim. So which is it? That's what we said yesterday, the Chakira of the Achronim. Right? At the top of the Gemara yesterday, we said, there are Lashonos in the Torah. It has the word Karban, and it has the word Truma. So that what might be behind. Is it Misa V'Chomish, or is it not? Is it Midameya, is it not? Another Nafgamina that is quoted by the Achronim is, could a Kohen get married with one of these Chalas? That's always the litmus test that is quoted. Mekadesh Bechelko, the Mishnah discusses in Maseches Kedushin. So Mekadesh Bechelko, is a Kohen allowed to get married? He's only allowed to get married with something that is his. So by truma, if a kohen uses truma to get married, then he can get married with truma. That's okay. He cannot get married according to some tanaim. Let's just say, depending if for kachi kachi, for sure he can't get married with. Maybe even kachi kalim, if you hold kachi kalim is mamun bailam. But if you say it's kachi kachim, so then he cannot get married with a piece of that carbon. So what about, or even a kachim kalim, according to the tanaim that do not hold, it's allowed. It's mamun gavoa. So what about here? Tumas lapay tota. So that could be a great nafkamina. If you say it is like truma, then you can't use it to get married. If it's like kachim, you can't use it to get married. Right, who says anything about this? This is a discussion of the Achronim. I saw that the Gra talks about this in the first Mishnah in Shas. What is this doing in the first Mishnah in Shas? The Gra says in the Shtos Eliyo, in the first Mishnah, Memes HaKadosh Baba Harviz. Right, when did we say Shema? You didn't think this was coming up today. Right? When did we say Shema in the morning, at night? Mishah Shakonim Nechazim Lechot Trumasan. When the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. When they go in to eat their Truma, right? That's that the Gemara talks about. Say Shkia. What's the language of Truma son? It's the plural Truma. Truma. When they go to eat their Truma. Trumas, Truma son. Is that plural? The Gemara assumes that you're talking about more than one Truma. Says the Gemara, Truma son. Kishnei Trumos who? There are two trumos. Hainu, trumas gvulin, utrumas toda. That's what the Gra says. There are two trumas. There's the truma that we call truma, and then there's the truma of the carbon toda. Lachen ktani trumasan, tahainu trumas gvulin sheshelahemhu, velo trumas toda she'ena shelahem. Sorry, I had the wrong diet. Trumasan means their truma, because they also have a truma that's not considered their truma. They have truma son, so when they go into their truma, that is what the Mishnah is talking about. And not talking about the truma's toda, ela mishulchan gavoa kazachu. The truma's gvulin ain't kaparaso ma'akeves. Avo truma's toda, kaparaso ma'akeves. The truma's toda, you can't eat till the next day. Right, if he's tamei, and he then has to, is a tful yom, he has to wait till at the night time to be able to eat blank, what is he able to eat? He's able to eat Maisa Shani that night. Is he able to eat Truma that night? He can't eat Kachim until the next morning, until he brings his carbon. So, the Trumas Toda, says the Gra, he says it's called Truma, but it has the din of a carbon. You have to wait till the next day. So the Gra emphasizes on the one hand that it's called Truma, but really in Lumdis, the Gra says it has the din of carbon. So that's the Gra right here at the beginning of Maseches Brachas. He would say then that a Kohen cannot get married with it. The other nafkamina, by the way, we've said is, but the two questions the Gemara asks, and Mekayesh Bechalko, and the question we said yesterday, who chooses? Who chooses which four breads and who to give it to? Does the Kohen choose or does the Bailam choose? That was a question of the Mikdash David. Right? Who gets to choose? Is this like Truma where he gets to choose the Bailam, or is it one that the Kohen chooses himself? Okay. What's the halacha? By the way, there was a teku. So what's the halacha? If you look in the Rambam, unanswered. So the Rambam says, difficult Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis, Lechem Amurim and Atoda, Suffik Trumahu. It's Suffik Truma, right? Because you don't know what the halacha is. Ulefichach, and therefore, Ein Chayavin Alav Misa V'Chomesh Ketruma. Because it's a Suffik, you're not Chayav Misa. And you don't have to be the Chomesh if you did it by Shogeg. V'Ein Medameya Ketruma. It's not Medameya. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, what, the Rambam is paskening for Shemayim? Ein chayav lamisa? It's a suffix. So you have to be machmir. Okay, so fine. So you don't have to give the chomesh because suffix mamona, Rambam's mechaber olav araya. Or you say it's not midameya because it's not midameya kitshuma. That's a good question why that is. The Radvaz talks about it. What about the first line? There's no misa? What do you mean there's no misa? How do you know if there's no misa or not? It's God's question. If there's no misa, ask the Kesef Mishnah. He says, "Umenadim lohayel Rabbeinu lichto pitur b'misa to amisa b'nei shemayimu v'kami kadosh baruch hu galya umifsha tabaya." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows the answer to this teku. We don't know the answer to the teku. Talk of the Rambam Paskin l'kula that there's no misa here. So he says, "Ela ama nigger achar loshen abaya." The baya put chomesh and misa together, so the Rambam mentioned it. But obviously, the misa part of it is up to God. The chomesh part of it is up to us. We can say, I'm most mechaber olav araya, you don't have to make chomesh, because it's a suffix. But not the misa part of it. So the Mishnah Malach says, maybe the nafkamina is l'malkus, because every mechuy of misa is going to get malkus. So in that way, it is l'chumra. If we say he is patami misa, so then you won't give him malkus extra. Okay, they try to figure it out, but the Rambam paskins for Shemayim in that case. Okay, Amar. Last line. Tamalomar tihiyena. So we had yesterday, the word tihiyena teaches me that you need 10. My Talmuda, Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi, tihiyena ksiv. Because tihiyena, it has two yuds in it, so one of the extra yuds teaches me that you need 10. That's how Rashi explains it. Ema sara kapizi. So far you know 10, but how do you know 10 what? Maybe it means 10 kapizin, which Rashi says are 10 half kavin. Amarava be'esronos dibra akasav. The whole parsha of Menachos is all about how many isarons you need. A half of isaron, or more than one isaron, or one isaron. So that is why, once it says 10, we know it means esronos. 10 esronos, and once you have 10 esronos, this was talking about the chametz ones, and for the chametz ones, there's one isaron per lechem. That's what we said, because we learned it out yesterday from the shteh lechem, which is also chametz, and there it was one isaron per bread, so too by the toda, it's one isaron per bread, and there are 10 chametz breads, so there are 10 esronos. Says the Gemara, Lamanu Asara L'chametz. That teaches me, we learned from the Shtei Alechem to the 10 that are chametz, because they're both chametz. Asara L'matzah Minayin. How do I know the 10 that are L'matzah? Really the 30. But this 10 of each type, how do you know those also have to come from, first of all, have to have 10. So Tamalomar, Al-Chalos Lechem Chametz, Kineged Chametz Havei Matzah. Connected the chametz, bring matzah from each type. You should bring 10. So what do? We learned from the shtei halechem to the chametz ones, and from the chametz ones to the matzah ones. That's why the Gemara asked the following question: V'chidaver halavei behekish chozum halavei behekish. Right? We had the sugya is back in Zvachim daf memtes daf nun. That whole sugya about the double, the two stage limudim hekish gzeir shava binyanav. Right, all of those, you can't have a two-stage limud in the world of Kachim. So here, how could you have the two-stage limud? You're going from Shtei HaLechem to the Chametz loaves of Toda, and then from the Chametz loaves of Toda to the Matzah loaves of Toda. So the Gemara says, Heimenu v'davar acher hu. No, it's with something else. V'chol heimenu v'davar acher lo have hekish. And if it's with something else, it's not a problem, that's not called a hekish. What does that mean? It's with something else. So Rashi has 2 days here. Rashi first says, maybe what something else means, the only problem is when you're learning the exact same halacha. Two steps. So if you learn the exact same from Shtei Alechem to the Chametz, and from Chametz to the Matzah, so then that would be a problem if you're learning the exact same halacha twice. But if you learn one halacha from A to B, and then a little different halacha from B to C, that's not a problem. That's called something else. Himenu v'davar acher. So here Rashi says, you're learning different things. Because you're learning, first from Shtei Alechem, you don't learn the number from Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem only has two loaves. From Shtei Alechem, you learn isaron per challah. And then from chametz to matzah, you learn 10. So you're learning two different halachas, and therefore, it is okay. The other pshat of Rashi, which is a beautiful, makes a lot of sense, second day in Rashi, l'shtachrina is, this isn't learning from one thing to another thing. When you look from Shtei Alechem to the chametz loaves of Toda, fine. But then from the chametz loaves of Toda to the matzah loaves of Toda, that's the same thing. That's one carbon. It's two parts of one carbon. So heimenu v'davar acher, that's not a hekish. Meaning, you're learning from one part to another part. That's not a problem. Look at Rashi. Inyan acher, na mishamati. Heimenu v'davar acher, who right across from where we are. Diab yalafe chametz shebet Toda lo karbet acher. Di alma, motzis lakshuye. V'chidover v'chulu. Hasha de lo yalaf elo lahahu karbet gufe. Lekalim efrachachi. What does the first day hold? Right, it's 2 days in Rashi. How connected are all the loaves of the Toda? The 30 matzah ones for sure are connected. But are they considered a separate carbon conceptually than the other 10 or not? That might be these 2 days in Rashi. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, Ha'anicha Vaiter. Ha'anicha Lamandamar Lo'avi Hekish. According to the Mandamar that says this, it's Lo'avi Hekish. That's fine. El Mandamar Havi Hekish Ve'ikala Meimar. But according to the one that says, it's still a problem even here. Meaning, according to each day of Rashi, even if you learn two different things, it's still a problem. Or, even two parts of one carbon is also a problem. Either way, so how do you learn it? So, taviu ibuyahi. So it's an extra word. Extra word teaches me, it's merubah. Mishnah. Fine. Mastisa, next Mishnah. So now we branch out a little bit from the carbon Toda, even though tomorrow we'll, on Amud Beis, we'll get back. It still has to do with Toda, but we also mentioned two other karbanas that also have loaves. Not many karbanas have loaves. There's no chatas or ola or asham that have loaves. Only shlamim, and not all shlamim. Only the two special kinds of shlamim. A regular shlamim that I'm no David, no there, so then there's no loaves. The only loaves are with the shalmei toda and the shalmei nazir. And at a certain time in history, the miluim. So, besides that, that's it, no loaves. Besides the shtiyah lechem and lechem apan. Obviously, that's just a mincha. Hamiluim, says the Mishnah. Hamiluim ayabain kimatza shevetoda. The miluim, when Aaron HaKohen and his sons were sanctified to do the avodah, so they had like the matzahs in the toda. Chalas, urakikin, uravicha. They had the 30, right? Or the three types. The chalas and the urakikin and the revucha, which is not said mefurish, but the Gemara is going to learn it out. Revucha means soaked in oil. That's what miluim have. Naziris haisa ba'a shteyados. Naziris has two types of the matzah loaves. Two of the three types. Two-thirds of the matzah loaves. Kematzah shel toda, chalos urakikin. Ve'ein ba revucha. So they don't have the third type of matzah. That's based on psukim in Parshas Naso. Next week's Parsha. Nimsa. So when it comes to the El Nazir, when it comes to the Nazir loaves, Nimsa Asar Kavin Yerushalmis Shehein Shisha Esronis Va'odian. Just getting back to the math that we did yesterday, the El Nazir has two-thirds of the measurements of what the Toda had. That's all. You just do the ratios. Whatever the Toda had for its matzah, it had 10 Esronos. Remember, it had 10 Esronos for its chametz and 10 Esronos for its matzah. That's why the matzah ones use each one used less flour. So, says the Mishnah, and Rashi explains it, that the Toda had three types, and it had 15 kav altogether. So, the Nazir, which only has two types, has 10 kav altogether, and each one of the two had 5 kavs, and you split each loaf, as a percentage, 1/10 of those five kavs. Okay. Weiter. Minani mili. So, how do we know this? That the Miluim only how do we know that the Miluim had the matzah types, of the Toda, and the Nazir had the 2/3 of the matzah types? So, Amar Chista, Amar Chaman Bar Gurya, Da Amar Kra, Umi Salamat, the Shel of Hashem, Lokach, Chalas Matzah Achas, the Chalas Lechem Shemen Achas, Verakik Echad. So, Bishlama Chalos, Chalos. So the chala word lines up with the chalas of the toda. Rikik, rikik. Shemen, my ninhu, lav revucha. But it also says here, shemen. What does it mean, shemen? Oil. Wait, you just bring some oil? No. You bring an oily chala. An oily chala is the revucha that is the matzah, the third type of matzah by the todas. That's how we learn the 30 when it comes to the miluim. So maskalar of avya, ema anta de mishcha. How do you know it refers to an oily loaf, which would be the matzah, the third type of matzah? Maybe it's anta de mishcha. What's anta de mishcha? So again, here Rashi has two days. Either it means a very thick dough made with oil, maybe different than the revucha, or Rashi says just a piece of congealed oil. Shemen karush. Right, where did we have congealed oil in this Masechta before? That was one of the days the Tosfos Yontif said. Kemitza, exactly. When Kemitza was done to the oil, so there was one day that said you could congeal it first. Because how else do you do Kemitza to it? The other said they use a kli of the Tosfos Yontif and Rabbeinu Gershom, I think, said in the Tzaddiks. We'll have to get to it. Anyway, so says the Ravadia, so maybe it's onto the Mishcha, maybe it's not what to plug it into the Ravucha. So Ella, fine. Kedadarsh Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda Mishmei de Rebbe Tavla. Ze Karban Aaron Uvanav Asher Yakrivu Lashem B'yomi Mashachoso. This is the Karban of Aaron and his sons on the day that they sacrifice a B'yomi Mashachoso. So what did the Pasuk say? This is the Pasuk, the source, as we'll get to again, the Ben Chaschemach, the source that every Kohen has to bring a Karban, special Karban, the day that he starts working in the Beis HaMikdash. But what did the language of the Pasuk say? This is the Karban of Aaron and his sons that they will bring on the day that he is anointed. As if to say that the children will have to bring a karban on the day that Aaron's anointed. What do the children have to do with him? When the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol, then all the Kohanim have to bring a special karban? So Gemara says, no, we're not saying that's true, but we're just comparing. Ella makish chinucho lihimashcho. We compare the chinuch of every Kohen, the minchas chinuch that's brought on the first day that every Kohen does the Avodah, Lehi Mashcho, to the day that the Kohen Gadol, the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. Mahi Mashcho Revucha, just like the one that the Kohen Gadol brings, the Minchas Chavitin, that is a mitzvah to bring every day, Revucha, that's a type of Revucha, Afkinucha Revucha, so too the carbon that every Kohen brings when he starts working is a Revucha, which is the same carbon as the Miluam Lechora, because the Miluam were to sanctify them into work, and that's the parallel to every Kohen's first day in history when he does the work. So that's the source that the where you get the Revucha. And once we quote this halacha, so we Amar Chizda, we also talk about the Kohen's first carbon brought every day. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shir and also in the came up in the in Menachos and before as well, that we know the same pasuk in Parshas Tzav teaches us that the in Perek Vav that a Kohen that's bringing a special carbon the first day he does the avoda the Birchas Chinuch and the Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon every single day. The Minchas Chavitin, the same pasuk teaches us both of those karbanos. How could it be? Because the Ma'ali Musar explained, we mentioned it a few times already from the Tam Vadas and from Mazayim LaTorah, the Kohen Gadol has to feel like every day is his first day. He has to keep the excitement, he has to keep the recognition and the appreciation that not everybody's a Kohen Gadol, and he could be removed every day from being the Kohen Gadol. So one has to make sure that. That's why you can learn out both of those halachas from the same pasuk. That's the Minchas Chinuch discussion in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin. We'll go back to that in a minute because he has a fascinating discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Before we just continue the Gemara for a minute, Amar Rav Chisda, Kohen Gadol Miskarev Lavoda, Tzarech Shnei Esronos. What if the Kohen Gadol, on the day that the Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol? So, says Rav Chisda, Ha'efa achas lehi mashcho, he has to bring one for, now he's the Kohen Gadol, and va'achas lechinucho, and now he is he's the carbon that he, the one that he's to bring every day, and the one that he's starting off being the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Ma'abar avashi amar sholo, she has to bring three. V'lo pligi, the Gemara says, there's no machlokas here. Had da avad avoda kshu Kohen Hedyot, if he never worked before as a Kohen, probably very unusual for somebody never to have worked as a Kohen Hedyot, and then they'll make him the Kohen Gadol. But if you have that type of case, if he never worked before, then he has to bring three on the day he becomes a Kohen Gadol. One, the Menachas Chinuch of starting to work as if a Kohen Hedyot. One, the Menachas, special Menachas Chinuch of becoming the Kohen Gadol. And number three, the Menachas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Those three. If he had worked as a Kohen Hedyot before, then he doesn't have to bring that one. He only has to bring the latter two. And this is what we paskin. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says that Kohen Shelo Avan Adayin Meimav Sheminu Oto Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol that never worked a day in his life in the Beis HaMikdash. That they made him to a Kohen Gadol. Harizem maybe Asiris Ho'efa, you bring an Asiris, V'ovda B'yado Tchila, Kishar Chinuch, Kol Kohen Hedyot. First he does that. V'yachar Kach, Makrev Asiris Ho'efa, Shnia, Shi Chinuch Kohen Gadol. V'yachar Kach, Makrev Asiris Ho'efa, Shlishis, Shi Chavite Kohen Gadol, Shem Makrev B'chol Yom, Kemo She Yizvair. You bring three Asirises in a row. M'maisa Shloshtan Shavehu. And he says, the Maisa Shloshtan Shaveh, which the Nosek Kalim wonder about, because that's not true. The Minchas Chavitin after he brought us the Nisarin and then split in half, and more half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Doesn't apply to the other ones. Okay, that's a problem with why the Rambam says that. But that is the halacha if the Kohen Gadol never worked before. There is a fascinating discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says in there in Kuf Lamed Vav by the Karban in Kuf Lamed Vav. The Minchas Chinuch says what happens if the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol, if a Kohen did avoda without bringing his Minchas Chinuch. Is that possible? Two questions. One question is, does that possible the avoda? So the Rambam says, Beferish, no. The Rambam says, in the previous halacha, V'im avad kodem shiavi asir so'efa, v'chein Kohen Gadol sha'avad bikuda gedola, kodem shiavi asir so'efa, avodasa g'sheira. It's kosher. The Mishnah Melech says there's a medrash that says, puzzle, it must be a mistake of the medrash. It must be kosher. That's one question. So we paskin, the avodah is still kosher, even if he didn't do it. But, the Minchas Chinuch is the other question. Once he did another avodah, is he still chayiv to bring his Minchas Chinuch? Does the Minchas Chinuch have to be the avodah that is mechanech him into this society? And if he brings a different karban, that you didn't do what the Torah wanted, but that other karban is mechanech you. Avar yoma, batal karbano. Or do you say no, that you have a chiyav tashlumin, That's his question. Ani mesupak im avar va'avar b'lo minchas chinuch im yishlo tashlum in lahakav acher kach oshin ismane b'shabbos yomem kippurim. What if you become a kohen on Shabbos? Well, you can't bring your minchas chinuch im makor b'yom machor v'yishlo tashlumin. Oh, afshar or no kiva de ikra karban de gazra torah kadeshi yischanich im kein kiva de kvar avar avoda nischanich. Oh, afshar kiva chenischayi v'yishlo tashlumin v'tzarachin. He's not sure. And then he says, "V'ino mar di yishlo tashlumin." And if you want to say there is tashlumin, you can make it up. Yishlis topic the efshar dafka kiven di ya'avod od shat gabkin lahakiv minchas chinuch. But let's say you have a case where somebody becomes the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, right? Because there's a previous kohen gadol that got sick or something, so he has to bring the special minchas chinuch carbon. But he didn't because it's Yom Kippur, so he did the other avoda. So now after Yom Kippur, does he bring the minchas chinuch for becoming Kohen Gadol, if he's not going to do any more avodah of the Kohen Gadol, because the first Kohen Gadol is coming back? So it's a double question. Unbelievable. Who would think of these questions? But that's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, Os Tes. Os Tes. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. No, sorry. Naziris Haisabash, the others Kabbatah Shabbatota. So the Naziris has two-thirds of the matzahs. Tan Rabbanan, Shlomav, the Rabbo Shalmi Nazir, Laseres Kavanu Shalmios, Ula Revia Shemen. The extra word Shlomov teaches me that the Shalmi Nazir also has 10 Kavim. Because 10 Kavim, again, 2/3. Revia Shemen, Yachol, Koma Sharabinyan. You might think that the Nazir is compared to all halachas of the Todah, Tamalomar, Matzos. So my Talmud, how does that word teach me? That it's not totally compared to the Todah. Amar Papa, Dover, Shinemar Bomatzos, Lafucha Revucha, Dlo Nemar Bomatzos. So with Revucha, you don't have any Revucha of the Nazir. Tever Bishmal Tana, Matzos, Klal, Chalos Urakikin, Prat, Klalu Prat, Imachal, Mashre Prat, Chalos Urakikin in Mediachrini Lo. So two sources. How do you know that the Nazir, when he finishes his Naziris, only bring 2/3 of the Matzah loaves, meaning 20 out of 40 that the Todah brings, that the Mechuyiv Todah brings. Viter says the Mishnah, now back to Todah. Hashochet et haTodah. Now we're about to talk about the connection between the loaves of the Todah and the animal brought. The Karban Todah is Shlamim. Shlamim. Parsha Sav. Im al Todah yakrivenu. So Karban Todah is a type of Shlamim. It comes with loaves. What's the halacha between the two? So we know, we learned this earlier back in Masechet Zvachim. It came up, I think, as well, that, and Pesachim, for sure, you see on the side, Pesachim, Sama, Gimel, that the loaves gained their full sanctity at the moment that the Shlamim, its Shlamim, is shechted. That's Kidesh Alechem. So ask the Mishnah, what happens if the bread is in the wrong spot at the moment of the Shechita? Hashochet is a Todah, Lifnim. If somebody shechts the Todah, where are you supposed to shech the Todah? Vilach Mechutz Lachoma. And for some reason, the bread is outside the walls. We'll see in the Gemara which walls. Lo kidesh alechem. The lechem does not become sanctified. The lechem has to be inside to become sanctified. Shachta or similar. Shachta ad shelo karmu panei abatan. Or what if the animal, the shalom, was shechted before it was partially baked even. It didn't even get brown on top. The afilu karmu kulon chutz meyachan mehen. And even if all of them except for one, right, so even in those days, the ovens weren't all equally baking in all parts. Right, sometimes you take out some challahs from the oven, some of them are more well done than others. So, there too, right, even if some of them are more well done and the other, some of them are not, even if one of them is not at the stage where we could say it's already considered a bread, lo kidesh alechem. The lechem was not niskadesh by the shechita. So, my chutz lechoma, what does it mean, chutz lechoma, outside the walls? Which wall? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chutz Lachomas Beis Pagi. Rabbi Yochanan says the outer walls of Har HaBayis, meaning as long as it's on Har HaBayis somewhere, that's okay. It does not have to be in the Azara, anywhere on Har HaBayis. Reish Lakish Amar Chutz Lachomas Azara. No, Reish Lakish says it's got to be in the Azara. It's got to be in the Azara. Outside the Azara, it's already Chutz, and therefore it is not Niskadesh. Reish Lakish Amar Chutz Lachomas Azara. Why? Be'inan Al B'samuch, because the bread has to be al. What does al mean? Very close by to the animal. And therefore, it's got to be all the way in, all the way inside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, because it says al lechem. It uses the word al to connect the carbon and the breads. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, chutz lechem is based pagi, why? Aval chutz lazara kadosh, velo be'inan al b'samach. You don't need al b'samach. You don't need it so close, right? Even outside the Azara is okay, as long as it's not outside Yerushalayim. It can't be outside the Har HaBayis. Can't be there. Why not? The Gemara does not talk about that. The Gemara just talks about why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it does not have to be in the Azara. It does not talk about why it can't even be further out from Beis Pagi. So Rashi, this is not discussed here by the Rishonim. The Brisker Rav points out it's discussed by the Rishonim in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel. What the Gemara there the quotes, he formulates it as a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says because if it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's nifsal biyotze. Nifsal biyotze, right, outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Rabbeinu Chananel there says the Brisker Rav, no, there's no psul yotze. It's just not in the makom achila. It's not in the place where you're supposed to eat it. It has to be in the place where you're supposed to eat it. If it's not in the place where you're supposed to eat it, it doesn't get Kedusha. L'may nafkamina, says the Griz, can you come up with a case where there's no psul yotze, but it's also not the place you're supposed to eat it. So the Griz says, oh, I got it. V'itachin lo amardika nafkamina b'no v'givon. Usually those come up as good nafkaminas. Nov and Givon, where the Mishkan was in, when the Mishkan was there. Not Shiloh, but Nov and Givon. Why? Because those halachas were ne'echal b'chol haroeh. You could eat it wherever you could see. There was no psul yotze there. There was no halacha mechitzas. There was no psul yotze, but you could take it out further from where you could eat it. So according to Rashi, that would still be niskadish alechem. According to Rabbi Chanan, it would not be niskadish alechem. Because it's not in makam ha'achila. That's a nafkamina that he has between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanano. But we'll come back. There's another point that the Brisker Rav adds, but we'll continue. And if at the end, this time, we will return to it. The Brisker Rav at Parshas Re'eh discusses the idea of B'chol HaRoeh. B'chol, says the Gemara, we just had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about what is al mean, very close or even not so close. For fligu b'chad zimna, but didn't we have a machlokas about this somewhere else already? Tisan, the Mishnah said in Psachim. Hashochen is a Pesach al Chavis. There's an Issadar Raisa, a separate one of the 613. To shech by Karban Pesach, if I still have chametz in my house. Right, I gotta get rid of the chametz first, and then shech by Pesach. So if I shech by Karban Pesach, while I still have chametz in my house, over below sasei, I get a lo sasei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afatamid. Also the tamid on a bear of Pesach is connected to the Pesach, and therefore, you know how to even shech the tamid when you have chametz in your house. Right, tamid is shechted before the Pesach. V'yamar eish lakish, la'olam enochai, v'ashe yehei, l'shochet, o l'zorek, Rish Lakish says the chametz got to be in the azara with the person. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Avavishayni mo bazara. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if it's outside the azara, it's still usur. It's still going to violate. See, it's the other way, chumra and kula, but it's the same yisod. Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't have to be so close. Rabbi Rish Lakish says it has to be very close. So, what do you need the machlokas there for? In both places. So tzricha, you need the machlokas in both places. De'i it barbiyahi, if you say it only over there, by the Isser of Shechitas Pesach, al chametz, piyahi kam Rabbi Yochanan, only over there maybe Rabbi Yochanan said a shita, t'kolecha de'isa b'surakoy. Because whatever it is, it's owned by you, and the halacha is that you can't own chametz when you shecht your Pesach. Aval le'inyin mekadesh lechem, eimamod le'ad Rish Lakish. Maybe he would agree though, in terms of sanctifying the bread, it's a din of the Mikdash, so it's got to be there. Di isa bifnim kadosh avroi lo kadosh. If it's inside, fine. If not, not. If it's outside, it's no good. So maybe without our case, we would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would agree here. The Yemer Baha and the opposite. If we would have only had our case, B'yakam Reish Lakish, maybe only over here Reish Lakish requires the bread to be inside by the Toda. Avol Bahak, but by the Pesach case, Eimamod le'ad Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that says that it could even be outside, Sericha. So that's why you need both. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara calls a Brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan, Hashochin is a Toda, Lifnim, V'lach L'chus L'chomets Beis Pagi, Lo Kidesh Alechem. He says that's the limit of the Beis Pagi and not the walls of the Azara. So it's a Raya Brisa to Rabbi Yochanan. Period. The Chinuch writes in the mitzvah the iser of shchitas Pesach al chametz, a mitzvah peites. He says this is the being misudar mitzvah. Right, first get rid of your chametz and then shecht your Pesach. We don't want to mix. Right, it's erev Pesach. This is the misudar. You got to be misudar in life. What's the marker for that? This mitzvah, says the Chinuch. You got to take care of the business pre Pesach. First, get rid of all your chametz and then deal with Pesach. Right, that's, you got to be misudar. I take that I can't think about sukkahs until after Yom Kippur. You know, a lot of people buy their dal and minim before Yom Kippur. Maybe they want to get that schus. I can't. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. And after Yom Kippur, you got to think about Sukkah. Some people dafka, but if they're Sukkah before Yom Kippur, by their Dal Aminim, I'm of the, you know, got to finish one and then get into the other. Maybe it's more on a more practical level. There's no time. Not just on a lumdus, conceptual level. But that is what the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Peites. Feel free to listen to the Mitzvah Shir. More details about that Mitzvah. Weiter. Two dots. Shachta ad shalo karmu padabatan. If you shachted it before it was baked, that also is a problem. You know, it's not kiddush alechem. Minon imili, the tanner abanon, al chalos lechem chameit, yakriv karbano, al zevach. Milame, that pasuk teaches me, she'en alechem kadosh, elem king, karmu padabatan. Because it calls it lechem. It calls it lechem, and it says yakriv karbano. It's gotta be lechem already. Can't still be dough. Yakriv karbano al zevach. What does that pasuk teach me? Milame, she'en alechem kadosh, elem b'shchidas al zevach. Al zevach means it only becomes kadosh, sanctified, when the shlamim is shechted. Zevach todas. What does that teach me? Malamei shim shachat shalom lishma lo kiddush alechem. It's got to be lishma. It says todas. So if it's not lishma, it's kosher, like the first verse says in Zvachim, but the lechem is not going to be this kadosh unless it was lishma, which created the connection. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Yotzin, we're going to compare now to another area of halacha, Yotzin b'matzah no, on Pesach night, you could be Yotzin with half-baked matzah. No does not mean raw, it means somewhere in the middle, like the Isser of eating Karban Pesach, no. So you can be Yotzin with matzah no, u'b'matzah ha'asuya be'ilfis, and also matzah that's made in a frying pan, not deep-fried, because then that would be cooked. But at least it's considered baked, but even with an ilfis in a pan. You don't need it in an oven. So my matzah, no. Well, how do you know if it's matzah, no, if it's baked enough? Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol shaparsa, vein chut in imshach in email. If I could break it, if I could split it, and there won't be like doughy strands that come out of it, then I know it's baked enough. That's the halacha by matzah. Amar Rava, v'chein lin yilach ve'toda. Same by lach ve'toda. That's as far as it has to be baked. It has to be baked enough so that if you would break it, so then there wouldn't be doughy strands that come out of it. So Gemara says, Pshita, what do you need rava for? It's obvious. Hacha lechem tziv, hacha lechem tziv. They both say lechem. So lachar, they should have the same definition. The Gemara said, no. Ma'o detema, echad amar achmana, shalo yito pros. You might say toda has an added requirement, though. Echad, you have to give the kohanim, right, the four of the 40, you have to give the kohanim one whole one. It can't be broken. And this is like kind of falling apart. Even if there's no strands, but it's half-baked, it's falling apart, so maybe you can't use it. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rava, that you could go by the same requirements. Period. Itmar, Machlokas that we had back in Meseches Kiddushin. Todesh Shachta Shmonim Chalas. What happens if Karban Todah is supposed to bring with 40 loaves? What if you brought with 80 loaves? Right, a person said, I want to really do a great thing. So instead of bringing two todas, each with 40, which would have been smart, he brings a toda with 80 loaves. So what's the halacha? So Chizkiya Amar Kitshu Abar Mitoch Shmonim. Chizkiya says 40 out of the 80 are niskadesh. This gets into Breira issues. Which 40? But 40 out of 80 become sanctified. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kitshu Abar Mitoch Shmonim. No, nothing. None of them. None of them become, because you don't know which ones. This is not what the Torah says, and therefore none of them become sanctified. Okay. Four shitos, what the machlokas is about. Number one, Amar Abzeira. Hakol modim heichad to Amar liktishar ba mitoch shmonim kitshu. Everybody agrees that if the person said 40 out of these 80 should be sanctified, then it works. Why? Because then he obviously only has the extra 40 as backup. If something happens to the first 40, that is backup. But he says really 40. Only the 40 have to be. So everybody would agree. Al yikdashu arbam ela imkein yikdashu shmonim lo kitshu. And everybody would agree that if he puts his foot down and says, I want all 80 to be kadosh, that for sure none of them work. Because that's against what the Torah says. That's not the laws of Toda. Ki pligi bistama, the machlokas is if he didn't specify. He just brought the 80 loaves. Mar savar lachrayas kabachavim. One says, we could assume that he's a guy who wants to follow the Torah, and therefore he has 40 in mind and 40 for backup, and therefore 40 are niskadesh. Mar savar lachrayas kabachavim. Another one says, no, maybe we could assume that not everybody knows the halacha, and he had 80 in mind, and therefore it's no good. That is number one, Reb Zeira. Abaya Amar number two. Abaya says, "Tukulei Amar Achrayas Kamachavein." Those five words are taken out by the Shita. Ubekli Shareis Mekachin Shalomidas Kamiflagi. The Machlokes is about whether a kli could sanctify even without the proper daas of the person who's in charge of the kli. So here, the person, let's say, he's thinking 80. So he's thinking the wrong thought. But the fact that the lechem is in the kalim, are in the kalim, does that automatically make it kadosh, even though the person had the wrong das? So Mar Savar Klisheres Mekatcher Shalomi Das. Reb Chizkiya says it does work. Shalomi Das. Umar Savar Klisheres Mekatcher Shalomi Das. It doesn't work. It's not Mekadesh Shalomi Das. Therefore, none of them are going to work. You got to have the proper Das of the person. The Mikdash Dov, and if you want to look it up, and Gimel Vav talks about what exactly is this Das. It's the Das that the Kli should do what it should do. The Kli Sheres is sanctified even without the person. But it doesn't sanctify what's in it. So that you need a little help of the person. That's number two. Number three, Rav Papa Amar, Tekuli Alma Kli Sheres Mekadesh Shalomi Das. No, it should work automatically. V'hacha B'sakan K'mifluki. The machlokas is, are we talking about a proper Kli Sheres here? We're talking about a knife. Not talking about a bowl. Mar Savar Sakan Mekadesh K'Kli Sheres. Chizkiya holds that it is Mekadesh like a Kli Sheres. And there, and is Mekadesh Shalomi Das. So that's why the 40 would be Mekadesh. Umar Savar, no. Sakan Kiman D'les Le'toch. We know from other areas of halacha, specifically Tumah V'Tahara, that if a kli doesn't have a receptacle area, it's less of a kli. So too, maybe by kli sharis, even though by a sakin, the purpose of a sakin obviously is to cut, not to hold. Do you say that undermines its definition as a kli sharis? So, that's the machlokes. Tanakhava says, no, it does not undermine it, and the second sheet says, yes, it doesn't undermine it, it does not accomplish what a regular kli sharis accomplishes. The Ika da Amre, fourth and final suggestion, Rav Papa Amar, Tekuli Alma Kli Sheres Mekadesh Shalomi Das. Everybody agrees you need the Das. V'hacha B'sakin K'mifluki. The machlokas is, usually you need Das, but is Sakin stronger? Number three was, is Sakin weaker or equal? The fourth day is Sakin stronger or equal? Mar Savar Sakin Alima Mikli Sheres. It's even stronger. T'Avagav D'Les Le'Toch Mikdasha. It's even stronger because this Kli is not only holding something, but it's actively doing something. And Umar Sabar, Sakin Lo Alim Alemi Kli Sharis. Sakin is not stronger from a Kli Sharis, it's equal, and therefore it would not work. We'll start tomorrow, Hashem, reminding ourselves of a discussion we had in a Daf Be'iyun Shir, which was about what is the Sakin that's used for Shechita. Does it have to be a Kli Sharis? Does it not? It might relate to Shechita Avodah, Lav Avodahi, but that, Hashem, we will start with tomorrow, the discussion we had a Chazon Ish. That'll be starting tomorrow. Okay, we'll continue. Parsha Shu should be up already, hopefully, and we will continue Perek HaTodah tomorrow.